Our neighboring countries like Rwanda, Tanzania, Kenya have centered themselves to attract most of the high-end countries. And some of the reasons, Mr. Chairman, are because of the poor infrastructure we have in Uganda. It is unlikely that you'll have a tourist come to Uganda and drive for over 10 hours to the parks. That tourist would prefer going to Rwanda and use probably Rwanda Air for about 30 minutes or use those small airports that they have in Tanzania. And Uganda will have the spillover of these small tourists, but not those high-end ones that are going to bring for us like 2,000, spend 2,000 and above. Mr. Chairman, it is evident, and I would like to support the colleagues that were talking about regional balance. For example, in Kisoro, Kabale, we have seen that tourists use Rwanda Air, that is close to Uganda, and they land in Rwanda and drive.
To Uganda.
To Uganda.